time to talk ESCA Cancer Support. I'm joined on the line by Maureen Tihon, who's going to tell us about the new virtual challenge. This is virtual fitness for ESCA Cancer Support. So first of all, Maureen, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about ESCA overall? For anyone that hasn't heard of you, tell us about the good things that you do.
So firstly, thank you very much, Kat, for allowing us to come on the show today. It means a lot to us. So ESCA Cancer Support has been active in the Geneva and Vaud neighbouring France region for about 20 years now. And we offer emotional support, practical help, and well-being activities in English for anybody affected by cancer in the region. So everybody from cancer patients themselves or their loved ones, friends, people impacted by cancer.
So no worries for having you on the show. I mean, I think you do really important work, and I really do think that it's amazing that it's not just the person that is suffering from cancer that you support, it's the entire family, because obviously everybody needs support in this situation. So you've been operating for a long time. You need fundraising challenges. You do fundraising challenges. These are the things that we tend to talk about that you do. Your main huge fundraising events must have been pretty difficult over the last year.
So yes, our main fundraiser normally is the Paddle for Cancer Dragon Boat Festival. We bring 3,000 people together to have essentially dragon boat rowing competition, which brings in, you know, a huge part of our revenue that we then use to support our clients. Obviously, last year with the pandemic, that was completely impossible. Mm-hmm. So we had to switch. We had to find other ways of raising funds.
You've gone virtual. Tell me a little bit. You straight away you changed to doing something virtual around about this time last year. How did that go?
It was absolutely fantastic. We launched a virtual fitness and fundraising challenge called Steps for Cancer Support. Mm-hmm. The idea was that we would go around the world in 20 days. It was ESCA's 20th anniversary, and we wanted to celebrate the international nature of our community, and we wanted a way to do it safely so people could participate as individuals or as teams, but they could actually do the challenge apart and alone if they needed to, but knowing that they were, you know, part of a big group.
You have really thought about how each individual might want to take part, or if they were in a little bubble that they could do it with, but then if they really did need to shield and isolate to do it themselves from home. And so I guess that doing that virtual challenge a bit alone, but also together, it's a nice way to bring people together in that moment. What are you doing this year then?
So this year last year, we challenged everyone to go around the world 55 million steps. This year, it's our second year, so we are challenging people to go around the world twice.
Right.
So it's 110 million steps. We have weekend little challenges set up as well to keep people motivated throughout the 20 days. But what's really lovely about it is the big challenge is big, but anybody can take part. It's designed for all levels of fitness. So if you want to just try and get your 10,000 steps in a day, mm-hmm. or you just want to get out of the office a little bit more, it's that little extra push. Or if you're really wanting to really push yourself, you can push as much as you like, but it's really for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I got one of those fitness trackers, Marina, and I tried to do my 10,000 steps a day, and I realised how shockingly below I was on most days. It's quite horrible. And you say that you want people to go how many steps?
110 million. To be fair, last year we hit 76 million, so we had there was about 370 people took part. So
amazing!
It was everybody loved it. It was such a lot of fun. We had beautiful pictures coming in from people getting the chance, getting motivated to get out and walk. And people who took part in teams, they took part with their family abroad as well.
It's so nice. And of course, collectively achieving the 110 million steps. So collectively, it's quite important to throw that in there. So I know that there is a cutoff point for registration. When are you actually doing this, and when is the registration cutoff?
So the challenge starts on the 16th of April. Registration closes on the 9th of April. So there's still a bit of time left to sign up.
That is a week on Friday. There we are, a week on Friday. Start getting your steps in for practice, everybody. In that case, I think we should just give the website. Where can we go to sign up?
So you can sign up as individuals or as a team, and including open teams or corporate teams. And the website is cancersupport.ch. And the link to the steps information is kind of right slap bang in the middle of our homepage right there.
It really is. I'm on the website now. Got it in front of me. Cancersupport.ch. We'll make sure that there's a link up on our website as well. I do have one last question, Marina. You said that you have really nice photos of everyone that's participating. Where do we see those? Do they go up on your Facebook page as well, or on your main website? Where can we actually watch along?
When the challenge actually opens,
exactly.
The website will have some of the photos up on the gallery page there, but yes, also on our Facebook and our Instagram.
Wonderful. Esca Cancer Support. Look for that. And cancersupport.ch, once again, is the website. It's nice just to see other people participating along. Getting to see how other people have interpreted the same challenge is also quite interesting. Marina, thank you so much for telling us about the Esca Cancer Support virtual challenge that you've got coming up. Steps for Cancer Support. Best of luck with it. Hope you get some more sign-ups before April the 9th. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mom. I know. We're getting old.